The Blue Barn Theater's history began in the late 1980s with graduates from the Professional Theater Training Conservatory at the State University of New York at Purchase, seeking to continue the deeply shared artistic aesthetic and practice that they had developed over their 4 year of conservatory training, and also to create theater outside the constraints of New York City's commercial market.
The acting company that I was part of was also trained to start our own theater company. And some of my other members of that acting company, Kevin Lawler, Houston Walkinshaw, Nils Holland, and also Mary Teresa Green, who was not part of that program, but she is also one of the founding members, ended up in Omaha and doing theater back in 1989.
Susan Clement is the producing artistic director at Blue Barn. She says SUNY members coming to join the Blue Barn to help run the theater has become like a fun tradition for the company.
It really has been run, we kind of call it passing the torch from one SUNY Purchase trained artist to another over the last 35 years.
When it comes to the shows that are produced and performed at the Blue Barn, Clement says they stick to the theater's initial mission.
We really are the ability to do shows that are in response to what is happening in the world, what has happened in the world, what we see in the future.
Clement says they are lucky to have the ability to create their different seasons based on what is driven by artists. The theater is also pushed and motivated by their patrons.
So they go with us from an artistic standpoint as we push what we do as artists and what stories we tell and what stories we believe are important.
Wai Yim is a director for Blue Barn. He says the way that the theater stays involved with their mission is very important.
So simple, but yet so effective. To simply provoke thought, emotion, action, and change. You know, the audience might not get the same emotion that the artists are trying to convey, but yet they still feel something. And then hopefully lead into action, coming back to see another show, and, you know, their own life can be changed or whatever.
Blue Barn Theater wants to enable their audience to think and feel for themselves after watching a production. They want to spark creativity within the community. One way they promote that creativity is showcasing different art exhibitions in their lobby during certain productions.
Multidimensional, because it set the audience into a world that is somewhat, I don't want to say the same world as the play, but it gets them into the environment of the play. It might be polar opposite of the theme of the play or along with the theme of the play, but at least you get the sense of feel of the play.
Blue Barn just started their True Blue Under 35 season ticket program that provides a multitude of benefits for potential members. Season passes are only available through the last weekend of the first show of the season. For more information on the theater, upcoming seasons, and how to get tickets, visit bluebarn.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Lindsay Tagg.